Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord when he comes. An odd greeting for Christmas Eve, isn't it? Let the trees of the wood shout for joy. The psalmist is revisiting a theme which first appears in the book of 1 Chronicles. Slightly different. There it says, the trees of the wood will sing for joy when the Lord comes. Another translation says, and then the trees will rejoice when the Lord comes. And my favorite, and the trees will rustle with the joy of the Lord. Trees of all things, proclaiming God's glory, proclaiming praise to the Most High. But not so odd, I think. This Psalm 96 is appointed to be read every Christmas. It has become one of my favorites. I would like to think that it was a favorite of Jesus. Perhaps he remembered it, not at Christmas Eve, but perhaps he remembered it and applied it to his mission, his purpose, because much later, as he entered the holy city of Jerusalem, and folks would shout, Hosanna! Hosanna! And some would try to quiet the crowds, and Jesus said, if the people will not, then the very rocks and stones will sing. So rocks and stones and trees, they all shout and sing and rustle for joy at the coming of the Lord. Woods and forests have an interesting story to tell. Every good story has a forest. Woods that we go through. Little Red Riding Hood. Sondheim's great musical, Into the Woods. The woods are both terrifying and magical and mystical places. Robin Hood and his merry men, they're hanging out in Sherwood Forest. The woods are a particularly amazing place. But even if we're not there physically, hanging out in the woods, how many people have spent time in the woods? Hiking or wandering around or being lost. Sometimes it's all the same thing. But even if we're not there, it serves as a wonderful metaphor for our life. You know? What neck of the woods you come from? My West Virginia is showing. You know, she's just a babe in the woods. You know? Well, a bear, you know it. Well, we won't go. It's a metaphor. A metaphor for our life. And appropriate for this night. Mine and Jenny's friend, Frederick Buechner, wrote a story called The Innkeeper. And in that story, the innkeeper speaks of this night, this holy night. You know, the only reference that we have in our gospel is that, you know, they laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. No room for them. Well, Buechner expands upon that a little bit and says, why not? That when this holy family came, that he was busy with all sorts of things that innkeepers are busy doing. And he doesn't want to be bothered by them. The truth is there was not room, but even if there had been, he probably would not have given them a good spot because they were that sort of people. And so they ended up getting shuffled off to this no place to have their child. And the innkeeper went back to the many, many things that he has to do. A million things, he says, like trees in a forest. that as soon as you recognize them, they become a thing that you have to do. I bet you all have those millions of things that you have to do. Many just to get here this night. Probably many more once you get home in preparation for tomorrow. Many millions of things that consume our lives, that distract us, that take us away. Buechner says, it's like when we come across a dead sparrow or any animal in the road. And it's something we don't want to look at and think about. We push it aside and sort of in disgust go on, rather than taking a moment, pausing, and to be mindful of the wonder of life and death. We're the children that are playing much too loudly outside of our window, and they're a distraction when we're trying to get some work done, and we wonder when they'll just go away and be quiet. And if it's not children, it's someone else. And rather than be annoyed, we miss the opportunity to give thanks for the joy and wonder in God's creation. Or when the wind blows just a little too hard and we're worried, ooh, it's one of those nor'easters coming, or a hurricane, or a snowstorm, or something, and we fear and we start to make preparations and we're worried about what's going to blow over, and are the shutters closed, rather than being mindful of God's Spirit breathing upon us and the life that is all around us. A million things that we must attend to, and they distract us from what we're really about this night. The innkeeper admits that he doesn't really know what happened that night in that stable because he was busy doing other things. There was a child involved and some visitors from far off places, and something was afoot, but he didn't quite know what it was. He acknowledged that the million things, like trees in the forest, consumed his time, and he was lost, and he missed it. He missed it. He missed this holy, most holy of nights. It's so easy for us to do that, even if we're here. Even if we got here early and heard the beauty of music coming from this choir. Even if we enjoyed the readings, even if we will participate as fully as we know how, we can still miss what this night is all about. For it's not just about worship. It's not just about giving our just to this holy night, but it's about embracing this coming of God into the world every day in our lives. And if we're not careful, we might just miss it. So what to do? My attempt is to try to remove at least a half a million of those things from my life. And I know others of you do as well, because you tell me so. That you're trying to simplify your life and to get rid of some of that stuff, those things in which you just get lost. And I don't know about you. Well, I do know about you. And I know about me that it doesn't work very well. Because the getting rid of the things even becomes a thing itself. And we worry about that and how we're not accomplishing that. And on and on and on it goes. The remedy, I think, is from this simple psalm. Words that, for some unknown reason, have become my favorites over the years. Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord when He comes. Then shall the trees sing with joy, rustle with joy, May the trees sing the glories of God when God comes to be in our midst. May the rocks and stones themselves ring hallelujah when we are just too busy and we miss it. We miss it. It's not that we need to rid ourselves of these things. We simply need to acknowledge the fact that these things, these trees, this forest in which we live is a holy space. And all we need is listen. For when we have no voice ourselves, they will sing out loud and clear. And all we have to do is join in the chorus. May the trees of the wood shout for joy this night. And may all the people sing with them. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ our Savior is born this night. Alleluia, alleluia. Amen.